Good evening and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitochen Message Series, sponsored by Dr. Mrs. David and Orly Simai, Le'ilui Nishmas Eliyahu Chaim ben Harav Chaim Yitzchok and Oren ben Moshe, and Le'ilui Nishmas Gitel Bas Harav Eliezer Monoach. I'd like to continue a discussion that we began last week based on a Ramban in Parsha Shoftim. And I'd like to entitle it Six Steps to Bitochen in Hashem in the Face of Danger or Challenges. And I believe that these six steps can be very helpful, and I hope that very soon, maybe as early as tomorrow, they will be on the Priority One website, priority-one.org. But I think they can be helpful if they're understood and reviewed and implemented on a regular basis. A person faces a tzora, a person faces a danger, a person faces a major challenge. And oftentimes these situations engender serious fear in our hearts. I think the first principle that we need to recognize is don't let the fear get a hold of you. Don't let the fear melt your heart. Don't let the fear paralyze you and overpower you. We don't know yet what's going to be. We don't understand what's happening. We don't know the results. We don't know anything, but we do know one thing, that Hashem is in control of the world and there's no accidents, and we can't let fear overcome us. Because when we do let fear overcome us, we become paralyzed. Our bodies don't work well. Our minds don't work well. Our hearts don't work well. We can't do the proper hishtadlus, and we can't even find the strength to have the proper thoughts and the proper emunah and the proper bitochen. So the first thing is, don't be afraid. We cannot allow ourselves to be afraid. But that's only the first step. The next step is a very significant step too, and that is, don't rely on your own strengths and capabilities. In a world where we are doing and obligated to do hishtadlus, there's a great tendency to rely on my efforts. I'm a mumche. I know what I'm doing. Maybe I have an MBA from Harvard. Maybe I have great experience. Maybe I have great business acumen. Maybe I'm deeply insightful and very smart and very strong and very powerful and very connected and who knows what else. And I tend to rely, since I'm supposed to utilize these gifts that I was given from Hashem, I tend to make the mistake to rely on them. I tend to give them too much credibility. Stop. Do not rely on anything else, because that will interfere with our ability eventually to achieve the bitochen in Hashem. That's two. After we manage, when we manage to remove the focus from ourselves and our power and our prowess and our capabilities and our strengths and our influence, then we are ready to return Hashem to our hearts. Because if my heart is influenced by the power that I have, I've really not made much room for Hashem. And in order for me to really allow Hashem's being and existence and power and involvement and chesed and love to permeate my heart, I really got to get rid of the other stuff that's cluttering it up. All this sense of koichi v'yitzim yodi, all this sense of my own power. So after I have negated, in a sense, and made it clear that my own power can't do it myself, b'chlal, then I'm ready to return Hashem to my heart. And I say, hey, it's all about Hashem. Okay, it's all about Hashem, but now what? Well, once I know it's all about Hashem, I have to think about, who is Hashem? Well, Hashem is the one who created the world for the purpose of chesed. Hashem is the Melech Oizer U'Moshiach U'Mogein. He helps those that are mishtadl and trust him. He saves those that stop and are not mishtadl and trust him. And he's the mogen, and he protects those that even put themselves in dangerous situations or find themselves in dangerous situations. And he's the savior. So he's the Mashiach. He's the mogen. He's the oizer. That's very important to know. Now, that doesn't yet say that he's going to help me, but it does say this is what he does. He's a professional helper. He's a professional saver. He's a professional protector and shield. That means, excuse me for the word professional, but that's what he does. Just like he's the Refei Chilei Amo Yisrael, and he's the Mevorei Chashonim, and he's a Shemea Tfilo. This is what he does. Hashem is Isaac in Chesed every moment of the day and night. That is his thing. He's Olam Chesed. Yibone created the world for the purpose of Chesed, and he maintains that Chesed operation 24/7, 365 days a year for eternity. And therefore, I now know that he does that, and I trust that that's what Hashem does. I don't yet have any sense of what's going to happen to me, because there's a couple more ingredients I need to get there. But I trust, v'ani b'chastecho b'tachti, I trust that the Hashem is the Moshiach. I put my trust in him. He is the one that saves. He does it all the time. He's done it to me many times. Until now, he will continue to do it. That's his thing. And I have to now be able to focus that on my particular situation. But to do that, I need to know something else. I've got to get rid of the notion that he needs my help. If I think, well, Hashem's the one. He's the Savior. He's the Melech Oizer. He's the Helper, the Mashiach, the Mogen. He takes care of everything. But, you know, he needs my Hishtadlus. He needs my efforts. Without me, he's not going to be able to handle it, or he won't handle it all himself. Not so. He doesn't need your Hishtadlus. He doesn't need anything from anyone on any level of help for him. I have to do Hishtadlus, because that's my obligation. I have to do Hishtadlus because we don't want to rely on miracles. Hashem doesn't want us to rely on miracles. He doesn't want to reduce from our eternal savings account and perform miracles for us here. Another reason is because if we don't do Hishtadlus, we'll end up sitting around doing nothing and get into trouble. Another thing is that's part of what the Torah wants of us. B'chol asher taseh, whatever the reason may be, we have to do Hishtadlus. At least, unless we're on the highest of highest of highest levels of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, we have to do Hishtadlus. But let's not think for a moment that my Hishtadlus is helping Hashem to deliver the goods. He can and he will deliver without my help. He doesn't need anything from me. He has the whole situation under control. He does not need any assistance, and I cannot provide him any assistance in any way possible. And that I need to know. Otherwise, I can't have pure trust in him, because I think, oh, yes, he's the Mashiach, but I'm his assistant, and I'm a necessary piece in this operation. No, I am not. I have no way of assisting him, and he is in no need of any assistance from me. And then we can focus on the one thing that Hashem does desire from us. One thing he desires from us, well, it's maybe a double thing, and that's Roitze Hashem Es Yireov Es HaMiyachalim L'chastoi. Those who fear him and observe his mitzvahs, and those who await his kindness, who trust him, who have this bitochen, who have this yichul, who have this kivu, who have this ability to never to give up, never to despair, always to wait from him, feeling confident that he's going to respond and help us. That's all he needs. That's what he needs, and that's what he wants. He's Reitze Hashem Es Yireov Es HaMiyachalim L'chastoi. He wants us to be Shemrei Mitzvahs, and to be Yirei Hashem, and then to be Miyachal Achastei, and that will bring about the desired results. That's the participation level that we need to help to bring about the resolution to the problem, to the challenge, to the danger. That's all that Hashem wants or asks of us. Other than that, we're not relevant. So we have to begin by calming the fear. Then we move on to realize that don't count on your own strength. You ain't got it. Then we move from that to allow Hashem back into our hearts and to realize that He's the one that does everything. It's all about Him. Then we have to realize who He is. He's the one who's always saving. He's the one who's always helping. He's the one who's always doing chesed. And that realization leads us to be able to trust that He's going to perform as well for us. But I can't get to that unless I also understand that He doesn't need my help. If I think He needs my help, then I automatically reduce my realization of the fact that He does it. Because, well, He does it in cooperation. No, He doesn't need any cooperation from us. And the mitzvah of Ishtadlus is purely that, a mitzvah. We're obligated to do what we're obligated to do, but has nothing to do with the results. Hashem does the results all by Himself. And when we've internalized those five steps, then we come to realize that there is one thing Hashem desires, and that can make all the difference in our lives. And that's the Yiras Shomayim and the Meyachalim L'chastei. When we await His chesed, when we do His bidding, then that is the stuff that He looks at us and says, now I have to do for you. In fact, we say, Asei Ritzoinoi Kirtzoinecho, Kedei She'yaseh Ritzoinecho Kirtzoinoi. Hashem told us in the Teresh Shabbal Peh, in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, given from Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Kibel Teru Misinai, given to us directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu Himself, says, do His Ritzoin as if it was yours. So He should have the justification, mida keneged mida, to do your ratzon, as if it was His. Hashem wants nothing more than to give us everything that we desire. But the only justification is either mida keneged mida of Yiras Shamayim, of doing His will as if it was ours, so He can do our will as if it's His, or the midas habitochen. The midas habitochen has the power to take a person in a level of deserving way beyond anything that he would have earned or could have earned. And that's really what the bitochen does. When I put my trust in Hashem, Hashem just responds. He responds even if I'm not worthy. The Pasuk says, Rabbi Machoivim LaRosh of Avatech Bashem Chesed Yisoyevenu. Great are the pains that a Rosh suffers, but one who puts his trust in Hashem will be surrounded by Chesed. And Chazal say, Afilu Rosh Ubetech Bashem Chesed Yisoyevenu. Even if he's a Rosh, but he puts his trust in Hashem, he will be surrounded by Chesed. So it would seem that these are some very critical points to review constantly, to keep in mind, and to help lead us to a pure sense of trusting Hashem. If we panic, we won't get there. If we rely on our own strengths, we won't get there. Unless we allow Him back into our hearts, we won't get there. If we don't focus on Him as the one who does it all, we won't get there. If we think He needs our help, we won't get there. But if we have passed those five steps, then we can turn to Him with commitment and with bitochen, and He will respond and grant us the wishes of our heart.